So usually you just roll into shul. At least I speak for myself. Usually I roll into shul 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes late, and you run. You don't know what you're doing. You just grab your talis, you throw it on, you make a bracha. No one really thinks twice about the order of putting on your talis and the bracha. It's a simple question. At what point do you make a bracha on your talis? Where is your talis when you're making your bracha? No?
Over your head and wrapped around.
Over your head and wrapped around. Interesting. Okay, anyone disagree? Okay. Okay, so the issue, we'll preface the chabura with one fact, which everyone knows, but just speak it out, it'll make the next 5-6 minutes go a lot quicker. There's a concept called over las yasa. You do a mitzvah, you do a bracha before the mitzvah starts. But you don't want to shoot over, you know, shoot the whatever, shoot the gun too fast, the expression, over, you know, overshoot it, or no, the opposite way. You don't want to jump the gun, that's the expression, right? You don't want to jump the gun. You don't want to make the bracha on your tzitzis now for tomorrow morning. That would be way over las yasan. That's over the over las yasan. That's too soon, or too far from the actual mitzvah. So you want to make the bracha over las yasan, but not over the over las yasan. So at what point do you make the bracha on the tzitzis? Tell us. So the Yerushalmi says, misatef, which means what? Wrap, and you say the bracha lehis atef batzitzis. Says the Rosh in Maseches Sukkah, it sounds like from over here, that what comes first? Atifam, basically, which means you're wearing the talis first, and then you make the bracha. You see from over here, says the Rosh, that since the mitzvah of tzitzis is to be mi'utaf, to be wrapped in tzitzis, you can make the bracha any time that you are wearing tzitzis and that you will continue to wear batalis tzitzis afterwards. So in other words, you wrap yourself first, then you make the bracha, then you continue to be wrapped, so it's considered over la'asiyosan. Says the Rosh, it's clear from the Yerushalmi, first comes the wrapping, then comes the bracha. Yeah. Excellent point. Let's assume we're talking about talis gadol for now. Let's assume that's the case. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no less of authority than the Shulchan Aruch, says, yis atef betzitzis, which means wrap yourself in tzitzis, v'yivarech me'umad, which sounds like what's coming first? Wrapping first, then the bracha. No? Joel, you're wrong. Bracha first? No, you're wrong. Shulchan Aruch says, misatef, then bracha. No, what are we going to do, huh?
That's what he said.
No, no, he said very carefully, he holds it above himself, before the wrapping, and then he makes the bracha. No?
No, I said I put it over my head, I think I wrap it around me, and then I make the bracha.
Interesting.
That's the way...
So you wrap it around yourself before the bracha.
That's the way my father taught.
Interesting. Is that what everyone here does that? No, come on, don't let him get away with that. Please, hello. You guys, so I misunderstood him because I thought you guys all agreed with him. Does anyone here wrap themselves like Joel does with the talis before the bracha? No. You hold it. Where do you hold it? So what are you doing? But what are you doing? You're holding it. See, we all do it by rote. You're holding it. Oh, that's not what Joel says he does. Joel says he wraps. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch says... Joel Shulchan Aruch says you're 100% correct. Says the Taz, you're 100% correct. Because he says, Mr. Drandov's jumping the gun. Why? He's over de over. He's doing it to her. Don't, we're going to save you for, and we're going to be, everyone's going to be like you in a second. But at this point, Joel's in the right. Everyone seems to say, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Taz, Joel's right. Why? Because if you do it too early, before you wrap yourself at all, you're just holding it in your hands, that's too early, that's over the over. Says the Taz, it must be that first you wrap yourself, you make the bracha, how is it over last yasan? Because then you shmidged the tzitzis. Afterwards, you do that afterwards, so it's over last yasan. You make the bracha before you play with your tzitzis, yeah? So it's still over last yasan, but if you do too early, it's over the over. Says the Ber Hedev, the Beis Yaakov rules this way, the Atifa, then the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the opinion of the Chai Adam. 100% correct for now. I have four more minutes. Four more minutes I have to knock you off. Now everyone's going to attack you. Says the shot.
With all due respect, the Litziadas are always right.
Joel, what bracha do you make on your tzitzis? Le? His atef, which means the mitzvah is? The wrapping, the atifa, that you're going to do. Says the Shari Tshuva, you better not wrap it before you make the bracha. Otherwise, it's not his atef. You put wrap it, shh, and then you say, lisatef. It says, what are you lisatefing on? You already were misatef already, so you botched it. You did the bracha, you did the wrapping first, then the bracha, says the Shari Tshuva. And he says, the Taz agreed with you. Yeah, the Taz doesn't understand the mitzvah, says the Shalmei Tzibur. The Taz thought the mitzvah was to play with the tzitzis. He says the Shalmei Tzibur, no, the point of the tzitzis is, quote Mishari Tshuva, the point is the wrapping. So you have to make the bracha before you wrap. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. I read the Mishnah Berurah. Wait, I got to read you one line of Mishnah Berurah.
Wait, you can make a chilutin in the bracha, whether it's lisatef or al
hisatef. Yeah, but what do you make? We all make lisatef, no?
So that should be already wrapped.
Yeah, but correct. No, lisatef is a future, no? It's two.
Yeah, it's
two wrap.
Two wrap.
No, but you haven't. No, but you haven't tightened the tefillin. No, but it's not. It's not one. Excuse me. If you let go at that point, where are your tefillin going to end up? On the floor. Fine. So it's not laniach. It's not on yet. That's it. That's why you shouldn't tighten it beforehand. Says the Mishnah Berurah. One line of Mishnah Berurah. You could figure this out. Yeah. This scheme. Everyone agrees, Joel. Rov achronim. Majority agree. Delechadchila. Ideally, tzarich liosa bracha. Kodem ha'atifa, before the wrapping. Why? Dahainu, at the time, b'shashu ochso biyado, you're holding it in your hand, v'rotze l'satif bo, you want to wrap yourself with it, d'zeu over l'asiyason mamish, this is exactly before you're going to do it, v'lo yaktim, don't jump the gun too early, b'shasha dayin atalus mikupeles. Don't make the bracha when the talus is still folded in front of you. Dizel over the over. Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, first you hold it, then you make the bracha, then you wrap. Now you have the Taz on your side, you have the Shulchan Aruch on your side. Correct, 100%. But the Mishnah Berurah, though, sounds like he's against you. So now the question becomes, okay, but where are you holding your talus? Where is the talus? Give me exact details.
Like
in front or behind?
In front like this.
In front?
Yeah, in front of me.
And then you make the bracha while it's in front. Okay, anyone, where's the talus? In front or behind? Behind. Okay, this is a huge... Says the Piskei Tshuvas that if you look at the language of the Shari Tshuva, it sounds like, he says, as long as when you're holding it in your hand, that's fine. That implies, even if you're holding it in front of you, that's considered overlasses. But you need to do two moves before you put it on. First, you have to throw it behind you, then you need a wrap. But yet, even though you have to do two moves, says the Shari Tshuva, according to the Piskei Tshuvas, that's fine, that's still considered overlasiyosan. Comes along, and that's what the Lukutei Mariach Pasen as well. Comes along the Piskei Tshuvas and is medaik in the Lavush. The Lavush says, no, it has to be when you start to do the ituf, which means that it's behind you already. Right. You just haven't put it on your back yet. You're holding it behind your back. At that point, you make the bracha, because if you hold it when it's in front of you, we make the bracha. You have to do two steps. It's too early. But don't worry, you have...
Open behind me.
Oh, so behind you, then you're fine. But I'm trying to think, I think I hold it when I'm still in front of me. And then you make the bracha, then you throw it around yourself. So if you do that, then according to one version of this, according to Shari Tshuva, you're fine. According to the Lavush, you're not fine. Says the Stiper, his Stiper is very mach, but he used to hold it behind him, and that was how he did it. We'll just end with a little bit of Neil Chassidus. I couldn't resist. This is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah? Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, who's one of the Ger Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael. I think he was very sick a few months ago with COVID. I hope he's better. I don't know. He should have a full shlem if he still needs it. But he says something wild. He says, what's the pshat? I don't get it. This chabur should have taken 10 seconds. Bracha before atifa, like every single sugya in Judaism. Bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Why are we wasting your time? Yeah, but come on, most of the time. What am I? Okay, fine, but most of the time it's very simple. Judaism is 10-second Judaism. Bracha, then you do the mitzvah. What am I giving all these shittas over here that you rap first? Joel said he raps first, then he does the bracha. What's going on over here? So it says very simple. Because what does the tzitzis represent? 630 mitzvahs represents emunah. When you say Moda'ani in the morning, are your hands clean? No. They're betuma. Why? Because Moda'ani is also an emuna based. Emuna does not need a bracha. Emuna does not need kedusha. You should have emuna at all points in your life. Even before you wash your hands in Tilos Yadayim, you say Moda'ani. Even before you say the bracha mitzitzis, you wrap yourself in your emuna to highlight the importance of emuna in Judaism, that no matter how kadosh you are, no matter how many brachas you say, it doesn't make a difference. You always must have this bedrock of emuna. He says that's why by tzitzis, you have this concept of wrapping before you say the bracha.